God created the world in 7 days, and throughout the Torah, the number seven represents the orderly ongoing of the laws of nature embedded by the Almighty into existence. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 123, the U.S. Army Talmud and the Eighth Day. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
We begin with the dedication of one of the most remarkable works in the history of Torah study. It is known as the U.S. Army Talmud, published in Europe following a request by Jewish TPs who missed the Torah texts that they learned and they loved. Thus, utilizing a printing press in Germany, the U.S. Army published sets of one of the central texts of Torah study, the Talmud. The dedication read as follows. This edition of the Talmud is dedicated to the United States Army. This army played a major role in the rescue of the Jewish people from total annihilation, and after the defeat of Hitler, bore the major burden of sustaining the DPs of the Jewish faith. This special edition of the Talmud published in the very land where, but a short time ago, everything Jewish and of Jewish inspiration was anathema, will remain a symbol of the indestructibility of the Torah. The Jewish TPs will never forget the generous impulses and the unprecedented humanitarianism of the American forces, to whom they owe so much. In the name of the rabbinical organization, Rabbi Samuel A. Sneag, Chairman and Chief Rabbi of the U.S. Zone. For me, the most striking phrase in this incredibly moving paragraph is the reference to the Talmud serving as, quote-unquote, a symbol of the indestructibility of the Torah. It describes how the Torah and the Jewish people go hand in hand, and the endurance of one is the endurance of the other. The two are linked. Both are miraculous and a source of faith. It is with this in mind that we can ponder our mitzvah for the day, which is the obligation to treat as a holy day the festival that we will face next, with Pesach coming to a close, Shavuot. Shavuot, literally the Feast of Weeks, is the second of the Shalosh Regalim, the three sacred celebrations of the Jewish calendar, after Pesach and before Sukkot. But it is, at least ostensibly, very different from the other two. Sukkot is observed over 7 days, and then followed by another sacred day, known as Shmini Atzeret, the Convocation of the Eighth. Pesach, here, as with Sukkot, I'm speaking biblically, is a festival of 7 days. But Shavuot is one day alone, marked 7 weeks after the onset of the Festival of Freedom. Why is this so? For Ramban Nachmanides, the answer can be agricultural or theological. First, unlike Pesach, which, as we have noted, occurs in the spring, when only the barley is beginning to ripen, and Sukkot, which is celebrated after the harvest is complete, Shavuot takes place right in the middle of the farmer's busy season. Thus, the agricultural Israelite would have found it difficult to leave the crops for 7 days, and the Torah made no such demand of one who lives off the land. But as Nachmanides notes, there is more. For this great medieval sage insists that what is occurring here is religious math made manifest, or if you will, the sacred symbolism of numbers. God created the world in 7 days, and throughout the Torah, the number seven represents the orderly ongoing of the laws of nature embedded by the Almighty into existence. But there are, as Nachmanides notes, mitzvot that are linked to another number, eight. And eight, as many have explained Nachmanides, embodies the surpassing of seven, the covenantal marking of the way in which God's chosen people defeat the usual laws of nature, overcome the standard cycles of history. Thus, as we sing at the Seder in the beloved ditty Who Knows One, Shmona Yimei Milah, to know eight is to know that eight marks the day of circumcision, the day of covenantal continuity, a continuity and endurance that is miraculous and therefore has overcome the standard laws of nature created by God in 7 days. Thus, as Rav Menachem Liebtag notes, Sukkot is celebrated biblically for 7 days as a festival giving gratitude to God for nature, for the harvest. But the eighth day marks God's relationship with his people, which defies the laws of nature themselves. As such, for Nachmanides, Shavuot is marked as the ultimate eighth. 7 weeks, 7 sets of 7 days, are counted from the beginning of the festival of Matzah. And day 50, the day that surpasses 7 sevens, is a celebration of God's relationship with his people. Above all, because, for us, it marks the anniversary of God's giving of the Torah. And to study the natural course of history is to understand that, according to that course, the Jewish people should not be here. The Torah should not be here. And yet, the Jewish people exist and the Jewish people learns Torah still. Thus, as we bid farewell to Pesach and look toward the weeks ahead with Shavuot on the horizon, we are meant to ponder the mysterious course of Jewish history. For after all, a student of historical events might not have predicted that a people would survive for thousands of years, attempt after attempt to destroy it, and would find itself learning a Talmud, the teachings of the Torah, on a printing press that had only recently been utilized by an evil enemy that sought Jewish annihilation. Indestructibility of the Torah, indeed. Surpassing of nature, indeed. In a wonderful article in Sapir about the Jewish love of books, Daniel Bonner tells the story of the U.S. Army Talmud, and I am indebted to the article for introducing me to a wonderful letter by the late Lubavitcher Rebbe, who responded to the Joint Distribution Committee when it sent him a copy of the U.S. Army Talmud. The Rebbe wrote, quote, "Dear Mr. Levitt, this is to acknowledge with sincere thanks receipt of your letter of January 29th, as well as of the set of the Babylonian Talmud, which the JDC, in cooperation with the American military, reprinted in Germany. It will make a prized addition to our library, and your thoughtfulness is greatly appreciated. The Babylonian Talmud, our oral law, which goes hand in hand with our written law, the Bible, represents our greatest and most sacred spiritual heritage, the very soul of our people, and the light of our exile. The reprinting of this vast treasure would have been an occasion for rejoicing at all times. In our present day, after the Hitlerite hordes had destroyed a great many of our living Talmudists, together with their holy books and the famous European Hebrew presses, the reprinting of the Talmud is not only a fitting monument to our great tragedy, but it fills an urgent need. That it was printed in the very country which had set out to spread a blanket of darkness over the whole world adds a touch of divine justice." End quote. The history of the Jewish people and the history of the Torah is a miracle, unexplainable by the laws of nature set by God in the 7 days of creation, only explainable as a miracle of God himself. That is why it is marked after 7 sets of 7. And so as we bid farewell to Pesach, we look ahead and ponder the miracle of our people, its love of Torah, and the wonder that our story embodies. This is Meir Soloveitchik wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. Looking forward to learning together next week. Signing off.